All right. Good morning, everybody. Last week we had integration. This week we go into the myth of stewardship. And I think these two chapters weave together quite well. And, you know, as I spoke with Patrick this week and read assignments and really took a deeper dive into integration, I realized it's a very challenging chapter when we think about there's one place for truth, and there's many places we go for lies. We have our own heads and our own way of thinking, our own good ideas. Then we have an enemy who's thereabout, who knows the scripture 100 times better than we do, and uses it and manipulates it to get us distracted, thinking we're doing all things good in the name of God when we've turned our backs on the Lord. And then we see the consequences, you know, and regardless, we see, for me, it's just challenging when I see so many godly men of scripture who had their failings in life with their own good ideas and their own good thoughts. And I go, well, man, if these guys can't do it, how in the world can I do it? And the only thing I can really come up with is Matthew, Jesus says, with men, these things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So, you know, there's the famous line, I think it's the movie Dumb and Dumber, but where he says, so you're telling me there's a chance. So with God, we have a chance. And the only way I know what to do and where to go is to constantly just be coming to him. Know that my own mind is going to try to get me to get things going my way, whatever my shortcomings are, whatever I want to chase, whatever things I want to go after. I'm going to find how to mix a little bit of God with what I think is what I want, rather than just leaving it all in his hands. Just leave it with him, because it is a terrifying thing, it says in Hebrews, to fall into the hands of the living God. Yet he does still, he loves me, and I can trust him, and I can know that he has, whatever he has for me, it is the best. And we don't always go forward believing that. And then we have the myth of stewardship. And boy, can we integrate the myth of stewardship into our lives and think we're doing everything awesome. So anyway, I think we're going to learn a lot as we go forward today. And we have just things to consider and to think about so that we can grow and we can get better and a little bit better every day. Yeah, we maybe screwed up a little bit yesterday, but that doesn't mean we don't have a chance to do better today. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we have the opportunity to continue today. And that is such a blessing. Do we have the opportunity to move forward and to continue with you, to live a life that can give you glory and honor, even when we struggle and we fall, we get up, we can go forward, and you have a plan, you have a path, you have a way, Lord, and you have a way that leads to life, and we thank you for that. We praise you, we give you the glory, we thank you for this time this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I gotta unmute the phone. Here we go. I was listening, I think it was yesterday, to, if maybe some of you guys have listened to J. Vernon McGee before. And he was talking, he's just started going through the book of Matthew, and he was talking about the virgin birth. And it was just very, very interesting when I think of this myth of stewardship, because you see, there's a whole lot of, I'll say this, good men of the cloth, who have decided, or many, many years ago decided that, you know, we just don't believe in the virgin birth. We believe in Jesus, but we just don't believe in the virgin birth. Well, what in the world are you believing if you can't accept the miracle of God? And, you know, know. It just makes me realize that what area, what am I not believing? Where am I coming up with my own good ideas? And you know, these guys that can do this, they use scripture, they use things, they say, well, you know, the Hebrew doesn't really mean that, and it didn't really mean this, and you know, you do all kinds of gymnastics. And it just makes me go, it's a terrifying thing, as it says there in Hebrews, to fall in the hands of the living God. But God is merciful. So what do I do? I think it's as Patrick ended there. Buck got up in the morning early. He comes before the Lord. He prays. He prays for eyes to see, ears to hear. He prays that he can honor the Lord in all he does. He looks at his list. He looks at the mistakes maybe he made yesterday. And you can confess those, and you get up and you go, you know, I got to get these things correct. I got to keep moving. I got to keep going. And I got to keep trusting in the Lord and leaning not on my own understanding, my own knowledge, my own way of doing things, but in all my ways acknowledge Him. And what's going to happen? He will direct our paths. It's a tough life. As I think Patrick said a few weeks ago, with God and without God, life is hard. With him and without him. But at least with him, we got a chance, right? We got a chance to honor him. We will. We can. You know, there's all kinds of things that come up against us every day. And it's just like our companies. You know, we get, I can get filled with 100 good ideas that need to be thrown in a trash can within about 5 minutes. I want to say every day, but it's more like every 5 minutes, I can come up with 100 good schemes and ideas of how to be super successful. And what do I need to do? I need to just trust God. I need to lay out all those 100 good ideas, throw them in the trash can where they belong, and find the good ideas from God. And He has them. He has them for us. Anyway, it is a challenging chapters, but there's always hope. If we have the Lord, we have hope. And there's always hope. And as those two guy said in that silly movie, "Hey, you mean I've got a chance?" Yeah, with God, we got a chance. We got a chance to do good things, to do cool things. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that with God, we got a chance. Yeah, we're gonna stumble. We're gonna trip up. We're gonna make mistakes. And those aren't even excuses. It's just what we do. We're gonna sin. We're gonna and but you give us opportunities and chances just to keep turning, to keep coming, to keep walking, and we can allow you to direct our paths. If we confess our sins, it says you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Not us. We can't do it, but you are. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, even the things we don't see. And then it says in the next scripture, if we say we have not sinned, we're liars. And we make God a liar if we say we have no sin. But if we just are willing to admit it and move on, we got a chance. We got a chance of honoring you. Yeah, we have a way to heaven, and it's through our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.